there. Welcome to Take the Stage, the podcast for speakers on the speaking life. We're going to dive into what it means to run a speaker business, how to get booked, how to keep your records, how to create messages that matter and make a difference. I'm Mary Snyder. I'm your host. I'm so excited you're here, and I'm here to help you take the stage. Hello there. I am so excited about today's episode. I have mentioned that I was working on a speaker quiz, and it's almost here. I am so excited because we're going to talk today to the woman who helped create the speaker quiz. She's the one that linked arms with me, and her expertise as a quiz maker and as someone who understands personality, that's how she created all of this. Now, I love a personality tool. I love the Enneagram. I love DISC and StrengthFinders. All of those have meant a lot in my life. They've helped me grow as a believer. They've helped me grow in relationships and really helped me grow as a person as I've looked inward. And that's what this quiz is for speakers. It will help you identify what your strengths are. And it might even reveal a blind spot or two. I know it did for me. It is going to be, number one, it's fun. Number two, it's helpful. And that is exactly what I told Linda when we started our process together. I wanted to create something that was going to help my speakers take the next step toward getting their message onto the stage and onto multiple stages. Linda Sidhu is a quizmaster, and you're gonna hear how she started in this business, where she comes from, and the heart behind what she does and why she does it. Now, she also has her own website. You can find out more about her at lindasidhu.com. That's LindaSidhu.com. The H is silent. And all that is going to be in show notes. All about Linda, where to find her. She has some fun freebies. But without further ado, take a listen to my conversation with Linda Sidhu, the Quizmaster. Welcome to the show, Linda Sidhu. Y'all, the H is silent, but it's spelled S-I-D-H-U. And as you heard in the promo, you heard me talk about all of Linda's, who she is and what she does now. But Linda, I have a question for you. Why did you start in the quiz world? Because you don't come from a quiz world.
No, Mary. This is a great question. And it's actually really fun when I connected the dots and figured out how this all happened. But I'll take it back about 10 years, maybe more than 10 years ago, probably 15 years ago, I was in the pharmaceutical industry. And my company, it was a very small company at the time, invested a lot of money into the representatives to understand the doctor's personality. And I loved this approach because I felt that the doctors knew more than I did. And I didn't want to come across salesy or sleazy when I was trying to ask for the business. So what I would do the entire time, because I really care about people and my approach to sales and come from a nurturing perspective, I would sit in my car and be like, Dr. Mary is the dominant personality. She's going to call the shots. I can't tell her what she wants to do. She knows what she wants to do. So when I would go into the office, I would say, Mary, where would this acne medication fit in your practice? And you would say, probably teenage boys or adult females. And so you would tell me where you would try the product out. So at that point, I would just say, when your next adult female patient comes in, can you try it there? And that's how I would sell to the doctors, depending on their personality, using your personality as an example. So I did this for 10 years. I was always in the top 10. I won trip after trip. And then when I launched my own business, it only made sense to do a personality quiz based on my training with personalities. Well, I will tell you that quiz, I grew my email list 75% in 1 week and 300% in 60 days. And not only that, Interact, the quiz platform, came knocking on my door a couple months in and said, what did you do? Because your views to leads is higher than usual. And so I let them know it was based on my pharmaceutical sales experience. And they just thought that was an ingenious method. And at that point, I realized there might be something here. Plus, I enjoy doing quizzes so much because I love all things personality. And so I just decided to deep dive into the quiz world, and here we are.
Well, and what I love about, because I love anything personality. I love the Enneagram. I love the DISC. Listen, I love the one that you were a golden retriever or a beaver or, you know, a lion. I was always a lion. I was always the big tough one. And my husband was always the really kind one. But I've always loved personality quizzes because I do think they give us a glimpse into what makes us tick. And then how we communicate. So as speakers, that's why I was so excited when we first met. And you're like, no, this will be great. Let's do a quiz for speakers. Because as a speaker, we are all very curious minded. And I know that you out there listening, you're like me and you're like, well, I know what I think I am, but I really want to know more about how I can lean into my strengths. And also, watch out for my stumbling block. So when you were putting together our quiz, which is just amazing, and we love it, and you can find that at yourspeakerquiz.com. I made it really simple for everybody, yourspeakerquiz.com. But when you were putting that together, what did you use? Because I know you didn't use the Enneagram because we talked about that. You used a different kind of personality. So tell me a little bit about that.
So when I was trained in pharmaceuticals, they trained me on the DISC, D for dominant, I for influencer, S for steady, and C for conscientious. And what it is you divide people's personality into fast paced or slow paced, and then you're either more task oriented or people oriented. And Mary, I knew right away that you fell into the fast-paced, task-oriented. Now, this doesn't mean that you're not analytical or that you have a heart and care for other people.
Right.
It means that you lean more into that quadrant over the others. And it's really helpful information when you can segment your email list or know your clients or know the doctors you're talking to. You can show up in a way that they are going to feel seen and heard. So from a quiz perspective, as they're taking the quiz and they get their result, you're going to validate them right out of the gate.
Yes.
You're going to give them tips.
Yes.
You're going to help them understand who they are and also uncover some blind spots actually in your quiz to make them better. And the reason why we discuss the blind spots is you just want to be aware. Definitely lean into your personality, but for the dominant people, for you, for example, make sure you're touching on the emotional aspect of the reason why you're up on stage in the first place, because then you're going to connect with everybody. And so that's really what you're going to aim for so you can get a standing ovation.
I love that. Well, and speakers, listen, this is going to be key for you when you're talking to event planners, because as you are figuring out those event planners' personalities, because as Linda said, when we were on the phone talking, Linda kept talking. I said, no, I'm done. Bottom line, just tell me what it is. I want to know. And because I didn't want all the touchy-feely stuff. Now, I like that in some parts of my life, but in the business part, I just want to get down to the bottom line. So if you were approaching me and I'm your event planner, I want to see your sizzle reel. I want to hear how you're going to impact my audience. I want you to go right to it. And knowing that about my personality is going to help you talk to me. Whereas if you're talking to somebody that is a much more feeler person, what did you call them?
The heart-centered. Yeah.
You're going to want to really engage them in a different way. So this quiz is not only going to help you identify who you are and how it impacts the way you speak and present, but how you communicate with the people that you want to book you. I think that's one of the key takeaways that I'm finding from it. And I've had an inside look, y'all. I have been involved in this from day one. We've had so much fun and we've gone back and forth on some fun stuff. So I can't wait for y'all to see it.
Yeah. Quizzes are the best. You're going to learn something about yourself 100%.
Yes.
And it's going to be really helpful for you to take the stage in a more confident way the next time you're presented with an opportunity.
That's the key. It's building confidence. And every time I study my personality, it helps me build confidence. And it also helps me find my blind spots because, like I said, I can be a bull in a china shop. And I have to remind myself, not everybody wants to jump straight to business. Some people want to sit and visit, and they want to hear about how your day's going. And I have to be mindful of that. I have a really good friend who is a speaker, and she'll call me up and she'll go, "Hey, we're going to jump straight to business. You good?" And I'm like, "I'm great. Let's go." But that's just one of the things that I've learned. And being on the stage, because I have such a big personality, is that I have to be mindful that not everyone as a coach is like me. There are four different speaker types, and every one of them is right.
Yeah, it's right for the individual.
Correct.
And the reason why we developed the quiz this way is because we want you to feel more confident leaning into your personality strengths and being you. Because Mary, you know, it would be really awkward if you tried to be the entertainer when you got on stage and be Tony Robbins or Rachel Hollis, right?
Right.
When that is not your personality, you don't think about having time jokes or being a comedian. You're straight to the point. You're very passionate about what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And so the idea is to lean into who you are. And the entertainers, they can be the entertainers because that's how they are. They are very charming.
Absolutely.
And so they need to play that up as well.
And we all have strengths. And that's the thing, is every single speaker style has strengths, mm-hmm. and you lean into them. And I can stand on a stage with three other speakers. We can all say the exact same message. We're all different. We're all the four different types, and we will connect better with a different set of people. Doesn't mean we can't connect with everyone, but it just means we'll connect deeper with people that connect with our style. So there's no right or wrong. And that's what I always want to tell people. It's not like a test.
Yeah.
It's a quiz. You don't get graded. Like, it's not a pass or fail thing. This is all for you. And there's so many fun resources. And okay, Linda, we have to tell them how long, because y'all, I mean, I could have gone to Interact and created a quiz, but it would have not had all of the personality information and training that you brought to the table, which I thought was so key.
Yeah.
And so important.
Thank you for acknowledging that. And I think that's where my true strengths are, is as a quiz creator, is my ability and my knowledge to leverage what I know with personalities. And I take that serious when I create every single quiz. And so with your quiz, we did some ideal client research out of the gate. And so that was really helpful.
Yes.
And then it was helpful for your business in general, not just for the quiz, but now you know more about your ideal clients and what they need. Mm-hmm. And so you not only know what they need, but now you know what to offer them and how to validate them and make them feel that they're in the right place and that you can help them.
Right.
You know, step number one is really understanding the ideal client. And then I took all that information and I started to create the quiz. And of course, we came up with the four different results. So you're visionary. Mm-hmm. Extraordinary.
Yep.
Sanctuary.
Yes.
Or legendary.
Yep.
And so we came up with those names, and then I was able to write to one quiz result just to, you know, get it started. You approved it, and then we moved forward with the other three. And then we also wanted to make sure that your clients, after they take the quiz and they get their result page, that you have an onboarding series to welcome them to your community. And so that's really essential.
Right.
Maybe they don't necessarily know who you are at that point. They do, but you want to take the next step and really welcome your new leads, your new customer, because that's a person at the end of it.
Yeah. That's new speakers in our community. So a lot of the people who are listening are the people that helped us. You guys were the ones who actually helped us build this. You were the ones that filled out the survey. And those responses were a lot of what Linda used in building this, so that we can go beyond our group and really reach a wider audience of people that truly know that they're called to speak. They just don't know where to start. So yes, the series of emails that you get, and there's some fun freebies in there. I don't want to give it all away, but we've got some fun stuff coming for them. We do have some absolutely fun stuff.
Hands down, one of my favorite quizzes to ever write.
Oh,
Mary is amazing. She's been such a delight. One of my favorite people to work with. So this was just all around. You made my job easy, because it was like, your personality is great. You gave me what I needed. Your community chipped in. It was all hands on deck, and we got this done, and we are delivering something amazing for, you know, your audience. And so that's what it's all about.
Yes. Well, and that's why I'm so thrilled with my speaker friends who stepped into this space, you guys who listen faithfully and are a part of our free Facebook group, they have shown up. So I'm thrilled to have this resource first and foremost for them, because you guys have already got this in your email box because you got it first. If you didn't read your emails, that's not on me, because I sent it out before it actually went live because I wanted you to have it first. And then also wanted to tell you that Linda was coming on and you would hear more about how we created the quiz. I say we in a very broad specter because it was Linda and me reading stuff. That was really what it looked like, y'all. But as a thank you, I got that out to them early. And then it's going live to the world today. I say world loosely, maybe to the United States. And I want people to share it. So yourspeakerquiz.com. Share it with all your friends. Let them know, hey, here is a fun resource that can help you get going.
It really is a tool to help your audience become, trust themselves, trust the purpose that God placed on their heart, and to be more confident to step onto the stage or to, you know, speak in front of any type of audience.
A Facebook Live audience.
Yes.
I use the term pushing loosely. Well, yeah, I'm pushy, but I encourage all my speakers that listen to me here on the show and that are in the Facebook group to really let the world know they're speakers. So I encourage them to go live and just tell the world, mm-hmm, I'm a speaker. And I have such great results. We're going to have some of those people on the show that decided just to step up and step out and how God met them there. And I think a lot of times we don't take the step because we're afraid of failure.
100%.
And it's a baby step. If you tell the world you're a speaker and nothing happens, you're no different off than you were before you told the world you were a speaker. You're no worse off. Nobody's going to come and do anything to you. And that's why I'm excited about the quiz, because along with that, there's some resources that come with it that encourage you and give you the confidence you need to step up onto the stage and to share your message, whether it's on a stage or on a Facebook Live or, you know, however you want. You can stand on a rock in your yard. It's totally on you. I mean, totally. Well, Linda, thank you so much. Now, for all of you listening, if you want to connect with Linda, because why wouldn't you? You may want to do a quiz. All of her resources are linked. Linda, I want them to hear your website just from you in case they don't go read my show notes.
Yeah, it's just my name. So it's www.lindasidhu, that's LINDAS as in Sam, ID as in David, HU.com. And on my website, there is a quiz that I have up as well. And I'm actually getting ready to roll out a new one that's going to be exciting. I'm really excited. I'm working on that right now. But there is a quiz up there. It's Discover Your Legendary Personality.
Ooh, fun.
So you can check that one out. Or if you do want to create a quiz of your own, I highly recommend you downloading my Nail Your Quiz Idea.
Oh, fun.
And that is going to give you 4 easy steps to try to figure out what title or topic would be good for your business. So if you know you want to do a quiz, then I definitely recommend downloading that PDF to find out what your quiz idea should be.
Thank you so much, Linda. Yeah. I so appreciate you taking time out of your day to be with us. And I cannot wait to share all the results of the quiz with you and obviously with everyone listening here. Thanks again.
Thank you very much, Mary. It was a pleasure to be here. And I'm just wishing all the best to your audience. This quiz is going to be the first step to really help build their confidence and take them down the path where they need to go.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad you stayed around to listen to my conversation with Linda. Isn't she fun? Now, everything that you need to know about Linda is in show notes, and you can find that at takethestagepodcast.com or wherever you listen. Also, I want to remind you to get on the email list, particularly the Activate list, and here's why. Activate is coming back, and if you are on the Activate wait list, you've got a surprise coming your way and a nice, nice little bonus. So you can sign up for that at go right there to that takethestagepodcast.com, or you can go to maryrsnyder.com. Don't forget the R. Click that Activate button and hit right there, sign up for the wait list. And I don't care if you're already on the email list, get on the wait list because they are the only people who are going to get access to this super exciting bonus for Activate. All right, y'all have a great rest of your day and bye for now. Thank you for spending your time with me today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, you will find links in the show notes, and those can be found wherever you're listening to this or at takethestagepodcast.com. I'm Mary R. Snyder, and as always, I am here to help you craft a message that matters and take that message to the stage. Until next week, have a good one.